When you have diabetes, especially type 2, your liver will start putting blood sugar into your bloodstream when you go long periods of time without eating. So it could be overnight or if you skip meals during the day. So those are kind of, in layman's terms, that's basically what diabetes is.
Okay. Now, I've heard that it's good to have a snack before you go to bed at night. to keep your blood, to keep enough sugar there in your system. Is that, what do you think about that?
So for some people, a snack before bed works great. It really depends on the individual. So
just not a chocolate bar, right?
Yeah, definitely. It's very individual though. And that's what you will find with diabetes is there's no one, one rule for everybody. Okay. Things are going to work differently. Everyone's bodies respond differently.
Right.
So the snack before bed works for some people, other people not so much.
Okay.
Yep.
So Ashley, what problems are we trying to avoid by watching our sugar levels?
Yeah, so diabetes complications is something that is very real. We see it every day in clinic. And this is basically, risks to your vision. Blindness is still the number one, diabetes is still the number one cause for blindness. Neuropathy, which is nerve damage to your feet, your legs, your hands. Kidney problems. So lots of different things can happen from having diabetes. But with that said, if you keep your blood sugars in good control and, you're watching your health and paying attention to all that kind of thing, the risk of complications is very little if you keep your blood sugars in the target ranges.
Okay. Now, thinking about diet, the big question is, does eating too much sugar cause diabetes?
So the short answer is no. As I said before, with type 1 diabetes, completely different. There's no rhyme or reason, autoimmune related. Type 2, generally, the biggest cause is genetics. So if you have parents, grandparents, aunts and uncles with type 2 diabetes, you're at much higher risk. Of course, there are some lifestyle concerns there as well. So if you're predisposed genetically to get type 2 diabetes and you don't exercise very much and maybe you don't eat the best diet, then you're probably going to get that diagnosis sooner than you would have if you were kind of doing those things.
Right. It sounds like there's still a lot we can do to control that as well. From what you just said, carbs get a bad rap these days. What's your opinion on that?
So carbs or carbohydrates, basically just a fancy word for sugar. So a lot of people, when they're reading nutrition labels, they look for the word sugar. But really, that's only part of the story. So really, you need to look at the word carbohydrate to see how much sugar is actually in that serving of food that you're eating. Yes, I agree. Carbohydrates do get a bad rap. There's lots of, diets out there that are very restrictive with carbohydrates and people claiming that you can cure diabetes by cutting out your carbs. But in reality, that's really not the case. It's actually, carbohydrates are what fuel our brains and what give us energy. So it's like trying to drive your car without any fuel.
Okay, so we need carbs.
We need carbohydrates, every 4 to 6 hours throughout the day.
Okay.
The biggest concern with carbs is the portion size. So not having a heaping plate of pasta plus 2 slices of garlic bread and a piece of cake for dessert. You want to aim for a balanced plate, which would be half a plate of vegetables, a quarter of your plate to be carbs, and a quarter of your plate to be protein.
Now, there's different kinds of carbs, though, right?
And that's just it as well. So you want to choose what we call low glycemic carbs or slow carbs. Good quality carbs, which just means carbs that are high in fiber. So examples of that would be 12-grain bread, barley, quinoa.
Oatmeal,
yep, especially steel cut oats. So the least processed forms of carbs would be the best choices.
Okay, so cold cereals may not be the best?
Cold cereals are definitely a tricky one in the diabetes world for sure. There's very few cereals on the market that are high in fiber.
Okay. Bran flakes, bran buds, something like that might be?
All bran buds would be a good choice, shredded wheat, but the all bran flakes or raisin bran, even though it has bran in the title, they aren't the greatest options because they're not.
Again, you're suggesting we look at the ingredients, right?
The nutrition facts label and the ingredients for sure really help. And that's one of the beauty of, our program is that we teach people these things when they come into the office because the nutrition facts labels aren't very easy to read for the general public. They can be quite confusing. confusing.
It is confusing. I found that myself looking at nutrition facts, and then there's a big line, and it says there are other things added, and I don't know whether those are naturally in the product or whether they're actually added. But that's a conversation for another time, right? We've only got so much time. Let's talk about type 2 diabetes because, as you say, it is the most common. I've got three questions to ask about type 2 diabetes. One, can it ever be reversed?
So type 2 diabetes, technically, you can bring your blood sugars down to a normal level with, you know, diet changes and exercise for sure. But you always have that diagnosis as type 2 diabetes because you're always at risk. Okay. Type 2 diabetes is what we call a progressive disease. It's a chronic progressive disease, which means over the years it does unfortunately get worse, right? So you may be able to reverse it, quote unquote, for a certain amount of time. But generally, most people end up progressing further into type 2 diabetes, even if they were able to reverse it for a certain amount of time.
Okay, so supposing we have it, how can we control it?
So, of course, healthy eating is a huge one. You know, eating balanced meals that are high in protein and fiber, getting a good amount of exercise. So Diabetes Canada recommends 150 minutes per week of cardio resistance exercise. And of course, medications. Some people have done everything they possibly can to change their diet, to exercise, to reduce stress. And, you know, their body just is not producing enough insulin and their body's not working the way it needs to. And so medications are a huge piece for type 2 diabetes.
Last question. If we choose or we want to be proactive and try to prevent getting it in the first place, what lifestyle changes would you suggest we make?
I think some of the most common ones I see would be people who don't eat regularly throughout the day. So that's a huge one. Making sure you try to eat breakfast within an hour of waking up in the morning and then eating every 4 to 6 hours and trying to choose high fiber, high protein, balanced meals with lots of vegetables. If people want to research the Mediterranean diet, that's a really optimal way to eat. And of course, as much exercise as you can fit into your day.
Ashley, how important is it to have our blood work checked regularly to check our sugar levels?
It's very important. So if you already have the diagnosis of diabetes, you want to get your blood work done every 3 months. If you don't have diabetes and you just want to make sure that you're not developing diabetes, definitely around once a year would be suggested.
Now, we hear so much about diabetes now. Everybody talks about their sugar levels and things like that. It seems to be a lot more nowadays. Do you think diabetes is more prevalent now? And if so, why?
Yeah, definitely. Diabetes is very much on the rise. 1 in 3 Canadians are living with diabetes or pre-diabetes right now.
That is shocking.
Which is a huge number.
Yep. And children too.
Yep, some children are getting type 2 diabetes as well.
What are some of the reasons for that, do you think?
I'm definitely not an expert, but I think, you know, lifestyle for sure. You know, we live in a very fast-paced lifestyle here in Canada, and there's lots of easy access to processed quick foods that, you know, people go to because they work full-time, they have children, they have other responsibilities. So that's a huge piece to it. We also don't move our bodies half as much. You know, back 50 years ago, people exercised for transportation. They had active jobs. And now most people sit all day and don't break that up.
We were out on the land and people were farming and working in gardens and really, you know, mm-hmm. working physically hard, right, and during the day.
Yep. And stress is a huge one, too. So a lot of people don't realize stress is a huge factor for developing diabetes. If you live on a lifestyle where, you know, depending on what's going on in your life, if you're under a lot of stress or you have a stressful job, that stress is really, really hard on the body.
Okay, now I know you've covered most of this, but just before we finish, we've got about a minute left. I just wanted to have you give us some advice that you can leave us with about in order to stay healthy.
One of the biggest things I would suggest is trying to plan ahead, because when we work and we're really busy, we have kids, we have parents that we're caring for, all that kind of stuff that life brings us. If you just get home and you're like, oh, I'm hungry, you're not going to choose something that's going to take time. You're going to grab the quickest, easiest thing. So that's my biggest suggestion, is planning ahead, making a grocery list, planning out a couple of meals, maybe your suppers, or meal prepping for your lunches for the week. And that way you're kind of guaranteeing your success. Whereas if you just think of it in the moment, probably not going to happen.
And what about just trying to avoid having certain things in the house, like perhaps not buying those bags of chips or those candy bars or something like that, having some vegetables cut up ahead. So when you're in a hurry, you know, like you said,
yep,
you've got things ready there.
Absolutely.
To grab while you're cooking supper.
Yeah, right? Absolutely. Everyone says if they have whatever is in the house, if it's a tub of ice cream, chocolate bars, chips, if they're there, you're going to eat them. Mm-hmm. So definitely trying to limit the amount of things like that that you keep in the house. And but also not restricting yourself to the point of, you know, that you're craving them and then you end up binge eating. We want to practice what we usually call the 80-20 rule. So 80% of the time you're choosing healthy choices, and then 20% is for those treats for birthday parties, anniversaries.
Sure. And it's something to look forward to then.
Yeah.
We don't have to get, you know,
yeah, we don't have to cut out all of our sugar to be successful.
Right. And get down on ourselves when we have a treat.
Exactly.
Right? Okay, we have to be kind to ourselves. Thank you so much for coming in today, Ashley. It's been really interesting.
Thank you so much for having me, Linda.
You're very welcome. Ashley Moisiuk is a registered dietitian, and she's also a diabetic educator with Rideau Community Health Services, speaking today about diabetes. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
I'm Linda Dow. Thanks for listening. Have a great weekend.
In Focus on Lake 88. To hear today's program online or to listen to any of our previous In Focus interviews, visit our website at lanarkleadstoday.ca.
In Focus on Lake 88 was brought to you by Perth Chiropractic in the Perth Family Health Center, 33 Lewis Street in Perth.